And then we have the disadvantages of applying for federal tax exemption. And there are indeed disadvantages out there. The first that I always think of and used to tell clients when I was at a firm is that it's expensive. The fee for filing for federal tax exemption is currently $600 if you're filing the Form 1023, and it's $275 if you're filing the 1023-EZ. But keep in mind that this does not include any costs to hire outside accountants, lawyers, whoever you might need to hire to actually help you complete this form. The 1023 and the 1023-EZ are not intuitive in any way, and we typically advise organizations that they should consult with an outside tax professional. So in addition to the filing fee, you're also dealing with fees for the professionals who are helping you file this. And again, that sort of spins into the next disadvantage, which is the complexity of the 1023. There's a lot of information that requires familiarity with tax-exempt laws in the Internal Revenue Code, and it can be very, very tricky to get through a 1023. For larger exempt organizations, I can recall taking weeks to complete a 1023 for them because there's just so much information that needs to be gathered and put together. The other negatives of holding tax-exempt status are that a Section 501c3 organization may not conduct any substantial lobbying, and they are strictly prohibited from engaging in any sort of political intervention, so supporting or opposing a candidate for public office. Of course, there's exempt organizations out there that want to support their various candidates or support their various causes. And in that case, we generally try to point them away from the Section 501c3 status because there's so many restrictions around lobbying and political exemption, or excuse me, political intervention. And finally, to the extent that an organization is participating in activities that are unrelated to its exempt function, it might still be liable for tax, even though it's a tax-exempt organization. So very, very generally speaking, an organization that conducts activities that are unrelated to its exempt purpose are required to pay tax if they are getting any sort of revenue from those activities. And that is the Form 990T that they would need to file annually. So for some organizations, it's not even worth it to file because they're going to wind up filing taxes and everything anyway. So they just opt not to.
All right. So now that was all a big prelude, right? To say, all right, think about your organization. Think about whether it's required to apply and if it's required to apply or not, whether it wants to. Now we're getting into, all right, so actually, how do you do it, assuming you get to that threshold? And I would say, please, once again, put any questions you have in the chat about who has to apply and who doesn't. Any questions about the application process as we're going forward? We did get one question about, well, how long does it take? I suppose that's, you know, not a disadvantage per se, but a consideration, right? Is, all right, I have to ask the IRS for this. How long do I have to wait until I hear back? And it sort of goes in waves. So sometimes the backlog piles up and then the IRS realizes they have a big backlog and they really focus on getting it back down. And then it piles back up again. So COVID has unfortunately delayed things. The IRS did have it down to just a few weeks before the pandemic hit. It's climbed back up now. It's going to depend a little bit on the complexity of your organization. If you are eligible to file the Form 1023-EZ, that's much faster because there's less for the IRS to review. I think you typically get exemption in a couple of weeks for that. For the Form 1023, the bigger form, it will depend on how complicated your organization is and how well you fill out the form. So as it comes in, it goes through a screening process and they look to see whether everything is there or whether they have questions. If everything is there, it's still going to take several weeks, maybe a couple of months. But if there's something missing or they have questions, it has to be assigned to an agent and they will get to it after they get through the other stack of cases that came in. And that can be, you know, 3 to 6 months or longer. So I think that's what I have seen lately. Madeline, I don't know.
It's the same. Definitely a slowdown with the pandemic in terms of turnaround time with the IRS. And from my experience, exactly what you just said, when the IRS follows up and assigns an agent and they have further questions, that can often drag out the process for additional months. I've gone back and forth with IRS agents before multiple times with questions on an exemption application. And so, of course, every time you exchange information, there's a longer gap of time while they process that. And then if they have further questions, you're dealing with another gap of time. So if you're in any sort of rush, I would say you need to build as much time as you can into filing the 1023, because it really runs the gamut.